I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia is terminating Medicaid assistance for about 17,000 poor, elderly, or disabled Georgians. This after state officials say they failed to respond to renewal notices. But according to the AJC, some patients say they never received a notice. Lawyers for the patients say computer records show that no renewal notices were ever sent. The nonprofit group Georgia Legal Services is working with some of those affected patients. They've written to the State Department of Community Health in an attempt to get the move reversed. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue was in South Georgia last week to talk to farmers about disaster relief. He says money from a recently passed bill will begin arriving soon in South Georgia to help farmers recover from Hurricane Michael. Perdue says that existing insurance for crops such as corn, wheat, and cotton will help those farmers receive funds faster, while farmers of other commodities will see relief later.
Flexibility is going to be required in a couple of different areas. Timber and pecan trees are not typically a crop production. They're crops, and we know that, and they're important, but we don't have standard programs.
Perdue says that community block grants from the state may help deliver aid. Perdue says that community block grants from the state may help to deliver aid faster to those farmers. A north suburb of Atlanta is expected to become the latest city in Georgia to approve an ordinance that bans privately owned businesses from discriminating against minority groups, including LGBTQ people. The city of Dunwoody is meeting this evening and is expected to vote on an ordinance that puts in place a process for people to report alleged discrimination to the city, with city-appointed mediators and hearing officers investigating such claims. Additionally, the ordinance requires the police department to receive training on hate crimes and report hate crimes to the FBI. Well, Savannah is taking steps toward restoring its historic city plan. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, the National Park Service last year called the city's historic landmarks district threatened.
Savannah is well known for its grid of streets and small parks called squares. But over time, bigger buildings like the city's Civic Center have encroached on some squares and disrupted the grid. Now, the city council has adopted a plan to tear down the Civic Center and reestablish the streets and square on the site. Luciana Spraker with the city of Savannah says visitors would see the changes as they exit the highway.
That would be a real signal that, hey, I've entered the historic Savannah. You know, this is what I came for.
Spraker says they'll also seek input from residents and other local groups as they redevelop the site. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has been named a grand marshal for Atlanta's Pride Parade. In a video released on Twitter, Abrams decried the current state of political life for LGBTQ people.
We have an administration that's making life difficult for families wishing to adopt and patriots wishing to serve. And we have a man in the Georgia governor's mansion who still wants to sign discrimination into law.
Governor Brian Kemp has said in the past he would approve religious freedom legislation that models the federal statute if it passes out of both chambers. Atlanta's Pride Parade is in October. And in sports, the Braves return to SunTrust Park tonight to begin a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch, 7:20. The Braves are in second place in the NL East, just one game behind the Philadelphia Phillies. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.